the daily racing podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the action at Southall, Kempton and Bangor on this edition. We've also got evening racing to come on Friday from both Newcastle and Dundalk. You can hear every race live with full race commentaries and advice from 1:20pm with Gordon Brown, Gary Capewell and James Millman in the studio on Friday. But ahead of all that, joining myself, Sam Norris, is the aforementioned Mr. Capewell. How are you, Garrett?
Very good, thank you. Sam, yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all, thank you. Has Cheltenham preparation begun for you?
Not yet.
No?
Not properly. There's still a few more trials in the next couple of weeks, and then it quietens down for a couple of weeks, doesn't it?
So, yes. Where the real big guns are kept under wraps for a bit.
Obviously, we've got big racing this Sunday in Ireland. That to look forward to. So we'll know a bit more, but certainly about the trial and thirdle market, potentially a bit more after that, won't we?
Yeah. Are you still expecting the likes of Joseph O'Brien to maybe have one or two more that he's going to unleash with that race in mind? He seems to have had the standard setters so far, but I get the impression there might be more to come from history.
Yeah, I can't remember who's going to be running out of his in the spring juvenile hurdle this weekend, but he's got Bhutan who's entered, who's a newcomer. Obviously Land of Hope and Glory and Houses of Parliament and Zigzag we know all about, but Bhutan's an interesting new runner to the mix. I was very impressed though with the Gordon Elliott horse Denaria Days of Bow at Cork when that won. I can't remember when it was now, but it won by about 29 lengths. That was very, very impressive. So yeah, looking forward to seeing that race. And obviously, of course, we've got the novice hurdle over 2.25 as well. William Mullins, obviously, you know, along with Gordon Elliott, some very interesting runners in that. The novice chase, 2 mile, 5.5 furlongs, Blue Air Rouge, Disco Edge. You know, it's a fantastic race, and of course, the Irish Gold Cup as well, with Don Polly and Empire of Dirt going up in grade. Last year's winner Carlingford Lock, Manella Rocco, I think, is going to run Zabana and Sizing John as well potentially. So, and obviously you've got the Hunter Chase, which on the Salsify on the Fringe and Foxrock, if they all go, that'll be a brilliant race.
Yeah. Were you surprised to see Don Polly favourite for that? It looks to me as though he needs about 8 miles to be truly effective.
What's the ground there at the moment? It is soft. We'll see what price he is, because I've not really had a look at this, to be perfectly honest.
11-4 with us, Don Polly. Minetta Rocco, 7-2. Empire of Dirt, 4-1.
There's no standout horse in the race like there often can be at times. I think that's fair enough. I mean, he wasn't beaten far. He seemed to get on well. I can't think who rode him now in the Lexus, but he struck up a good relate. I don't know if the same rider's going to ride again. Actually, I've not been long back in the UK, so it's all sort of passed me by a little bit, the racing world, the last sort of 10 days, or the real world, if you like. But it was much better the last day. Was it one of the Mullins brothers?
David Mullins, yeah.
Yeah,
who's having a fantastic time at the moment.
There was a good interview with him in the paper the other day, wasn't there? They'll probably try and get him out somewhere near the front. And, yeah, that was a lot more like it. It was a bit lifeless at Down Royal, but new connections were still perhaps probably getting used to him a little bit then. So still think there's a good bit more to come from him. You can call him Don Slowly if you like, but you're not slow if you win four. I think he's won 4 grade ones.
Yep.
I think that's a bit harsh on the horse. I think he's, I wouldn't back him, don't get me wrong, but you look at the form, he's obviously the one to beat.
Okay, and on these shores as well, Gary, an interesting weekend in proposition over at Newbury. The Betfair Hurdle looks particularly competitive. Ballyandy 9-2 for that. Klein 5-1, who's obviously second to the new one. 11-2 move with the times, and William H. Bonney at 8-1, all of which have seen support over the last few days with us here at William Hill. That looks a tremendous race.
Yeah, I've not had a proper look at the race just yet, but there's no doubting that Ballyandy could be very well handicapped, racing off 10 stone. 10 is Renetti. because the decks are already done for that, aren't they? Is Renetti down to run?
Not in the betting, so I would imagine. No, doesn't so have an entry.
Hargam in?
No Hargam.
Right, so the weights are going to go up a bit. Klein's going to have top weight, so the weights are going to rise by £8, I think, which will mean that Ballyhill carries, oh gosh, what are they doing? About 11.3, 11.4, but even still.
Right.
It's more to do with the fact that it's his mark rather than how much weight he's going to be carrying, obviously. He could be very well handicapped on his bits of form that he's shown over hurdles this year. So, obviously, Klein is officially well in, despite he's going to have to carry top weight after his run at Haydock behind the new one, officially ahead of the handicapper. But it's never as simple as that. There's been a lot of support behind the Nichols runner, Move with the Times, who's got a decent strike rate, so he'll be interesting as well, I suppose. But a race I'll have a proper look at tomorrow at some stage, I imagine.
Okay. A quick word on the market fluctuations for the Game Spirit then as well. Altior, the 8-11 favourite. Fox Norton, Gary, 7-4 from 9-2 over the last couple of days with us here at William Hill. Does that scream strong support for Fox Norton?
From
9-2. Is that strong support for Fox Norton, or does it raise a question mark over Altior's participation for you?
No, I don't think so. I think it's Pit Punters trying to get ahead of the game and trying to get onto something quicker, get ahead before it ultimately will shorten over the next few days when the full field is announced. Albeit there's only seven entries at this at the 6-day or the 5-day stage, wasn't there? So, obviously, you know, he's with a new yard now. New Holland used to have him. He won at the October Cheltenham meeting, and then he won the Schlur Chase very impressively on his first run for his new yard. The form of the yard has to be a little bit of a concern, to be perfectly honest. Wrong time of the year for them not to be running well. But obviously a big day for Colin Tizard. He's obviously got Native River and Bristol Demai going up against each other in the Denman Chase on the same card, and the horse who won Finian's Oscar Junior run as well at Exeter, I think, isn't he, on Sunday? I think, provided that meeting, but it should be, I think. So, yeah, interesting few days ahead.
Absolutely. Final point I just want to make then before we move on to Friday's action. The Champion Hurdle Market has seen a surprise entrance this morning after a wave of requests. Under So has been installed at 7-1. Does need to be supplemented for the race, of course. Has run a couple of times over hurdles over in France, Gary. It was disappointing, it has to be said, behind Petit Zig, but has won a Grade 2 over hurdles in France. Although the hurdles there, they just look a bit more fancy, don't they?
Yeah, they're a bit bigger. That was obviously the pre-Barker, I think, behind Petit Zig, which is, I think, an equivalent in their French hurdle. But he was okay over hurdles in Ireland, wasn't he? I mean, he won at Punchdown Thurlers, won at Navanor at Long Odds On. And at Gore, and he won a Grade 2 there. And then, yeah, he actually won in O'Toy, didn't he?
Yes, a Grade 2, yeah.
In 2014. But he's not run over hurdles, conventional hurdles, since then. So it's an interesting angle. Woody Mullins obviously doesn't have a real runner in the race now, does he?
No, I mean, York Hill 7-2, but again, he hasn't got an entry. Vroom Vroom Mag, and anyone's guess where she goes.
Well, exactly. Trying to second guess is never a good idea with this particular operation, is it? So
no.
Yeah, it's interesting that obviously lots of people have been asking for that, but don't know. A little bit, yeah.
I suppose the Ryanair would be the obvious option with the horse.
It would.
You would have thought.
It would. Yeah, obviously he beat his main market rival for that race last time out.
Yes.
On trials day.
7-1 if you do fancy Under So then for the Champion Hill.
See the angle behind it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have a... Doesn't look particularly strong, Rignol.
Bouvier, Yanworth and Petit Mouchoir likely to be the market protagonists on the day, you would have thought, providing they all go.
And we don't know where Jeski's going at this stage, do we? We'll learn more about him. I think he runs next weekend. So we'll learn a little bit more about him then. And Brain Power, I think. Is he going to run next weekend as well?
He's definitely going to be out soon, yeah. I think either this weekend or the next.
Yeah, so we'll learn a little bit more once all the trials are done. But again, then you've still got to work out where they're all going to go, which It's never the easiest.
Half the battle. Do remember, William Hill's non-runner insurance is available on the Champion Hurdle. This means that if your horse misses the festival entirely, we'll give you your money back in cash. And if it goes to a different race at the festival to the one you've backed it in, you'll get your money back as a free bet. So do be sure to take advantage of those promotions regarding the races at Cheltenham. That is applicable, of course, to the Champion Hurdle, where Undersow has been installed on Thursday morning at 7-1. Bouvardaire still the 3-1 market leader for that. Will lead the festival there, then Gary, and move on to four of Friday's races, beginning at Bangor on Dee with a 150. We start with an intriguing little novices hurdle. 2 miles 7 furlong the trip. Just a quintet lineup. Most of them lightly raced, as you might expect for a novices hurdle.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of interesting ones towards the top of the betting.
Yeah, I think the front four in the betting could all give a chance. I don't think Sandhurst Lad. I think he's going to be a better horse with a bit more time, perhaps. But was third at Weatherby the other day. Robin Royale won at Chepstow in December, well beaten subsequently. I mean, it was a big price out there. They're claiming £10 off him. Testify, second in an Irish point to point, and then won at Carlisle on rules debut. But again, no match the other day at Chepstow for an impressive winner. Over to Sam, another one who's won a point and was a very short price when winning at Exeter. I think he was the horse who got Harry Frath the cold list, actually. They'd been running a little bit awkwardly before then, or not as well, perhaps. But I'm going to have to go for the top horse here, Loch Dirk Farmer, a horse who really caught the eye a couple of runs ago, and he was very impressive at Doncaster last time out. The second, I think, has already won out of that, so the form is promising, and he's another one going up in trip. He too, another Irish point-to-point winner at Dromane back in May. But it was at Warwick where he caught my eye behind Willoughby Court again. That form doesn't look so bad now. But I remember Ken being there that day and said he liked it as a specimen, so he franked that up last time out at a fair price at Doncaster, and hopefully he can do the same at Bangor. Obviously he's got a penalty to carry, but you know that can't come as a shock, and going up in trip, you know, he's already won a point, so it should definitely suit him. So Loch Dirk Farmer in that at 150.
Loch Dirk Farmer, the choice then for Nicky Henderson and Jeremiah McGrath, who've been in and amongst the winners over the last few days, that is for sure. We'll move on to Suddle now, taking one on the all-weather. This is the 3 o'clock race at Suddle. It's a handicap over 5 furlongs. 11 runners line up to contest a Class 3. Usual suspects, really, for a lot of these. They run in an awful lot of sprint handicaps here at Suddle, quite a few of these.
Well, there's only, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 11 that haven't won at the track, so it's just a case of
whose turn it is today.
Exactly, yeah. I think there's a horse that's beginning to get well treated now, and that's the filly trained by Keith Dalglish, Show Daisy. I think I'd probably just about make her the selection. She won 4 from 10 last year, including here at this track in November of last year. 6th of 10, 17 days ago, here behind a couple of these, actually. But it's a typical spam. I think Dungannon won that race. He was in the race again. Obviously, as I say, a few of them ran in that race. But yeah, it's just a nasty race trying to get a bit of a hold of it. You say these races, they all win in their turn. It wouldn't really come as a huge shock if any of the others that were beaten further perhaps came back and reversed the form. But I'll go for Show Daisy to reverse that recent form. But it would have to be an each-way selection. Drawn in store nice. So I've drawn a bit more towards the outside this time, which might also help her.
Show Daisy then the choice for Gary. Could well be an each-way price too. 10-1 on the forecast that I'm looking at for that 3 o'clock at Suddle. We go back to the National Hunt Sphere now for a couple of races at Kempton Park, beginning with their 3-10, which is a 3-mile handicap chase. Dead 8 runners lining up to contest this race. Has a nice feel to it, Gary.
Got a nice each-way shape to it if they all make the gig. Obviously, you know, Vita Roch got some smart form when he was a little bit, as a younger horse. He actually ran in the Hennessy. Of course, he was 6th in the Hennessy. They've taken the tongue tie off. He wore a tongue tie when he ran at Cheltenham on New Year's Day. And that was the day that, obviously, it was pretty bad ground and it was just horrible, full stop, wasn't it? So I can probably forgive him that. He's quite interesting. Also, Blame It All On My Roots, who was 3rd in a decent race at Ascot. Disappointed again on New Year's Eve, though, the most recent outing would be a bit of a concern. Rafando hasn't had that much racing. He was brought down the other day in his first run for a while. Another one that could be okay treated. Gervais Trombatan, again, not the easiest to predict, but You know, he does win races. But I really like the Tom Lacey runner here, Brandon Hill, who's been in good form of late. Tom Lacey trains Richard Johnson on board. You know, horse who's won four of his five starts for the yard, making all the running on both occasions, the last twice. Richard Johnson struck up a pretty good relationship with the Tom Lacey yard. As I say, this horse winner at Warwick on his penultimate outing and won at Newbury the other day as well. He's a fine strapping individual. I remember seeing him win that race at Newbury. And obviously, you know, he won that off a mark of 127. He's now up to 133, so it will require a career best. But he's still a fairly lightly raced horse for his age, and you know, he seems to be going through the grades, so they finally found the key to him. So I think he can land the hat trick, Brandon Hill, in the 3:10.
Brandon Hill gets the selection then for Tom Lacey and Richard Johnson in that 3:10 handicap chase. We stay at Kempton then for a handicap hurdle coming up at 3:45. Just the 20 runners to sort out here, Gary, for a 2 mile at five furlong trip. It's going to be 5-6-1 the field, you'd imagine, unless they try and land a touch with one of them. How do you sort them out?
What the Butler saw has been in good form this season. The winner at Fontwell, I think it was on Boxing Day. And then, it wasn't actually, it was further back than that. But it was second at Huntingdon, rather, I should say, on Boxing Day. Fairly solid form, had a bit of a break since the last run, has to be considered. There's a whole host you can give a chance to. Visandi, another one that makes his handicap debut. Was disappointed last time, but has shown some form before that. Leaside Lady, been very consistent, third at Newcastle the other day. I got another one that's got to be there or thereabouts. One of Us, another one that makes its handicap debut. Another one that's got bits and pieces of form, and lots of these have. But I'm going to go for the Alan King runner. They're claiming £10 off this horse's back. Bulfin Island for the Alan King team. Keith Dowling takes the ride. Another one that's fairly lightly raced, actually, in fairness. Had a bit of a break, was off for the best part of 2 years, was fourth at Plumpton in a novice hurdle the other day. Handicap debut, they're claiming £10 off him, but I should imagine they're expecting a pretty decent run from him. So he could have four or five goes and not even get one in the frame here, to be perfectly honest. But at the likely odds, I'll just take a chance on Bulfin Island on his handicap debut. But there are lots of promising young horses making the handicap debuts in this race, and any one of a few, or you know, four or five could easily be ahead of their current marks.
Bulfin Island just gets the vote then in that 3:45 race at Kempton. Just remind us, please, quickly, if you wouldn't mind, Gary, your four selections for Friday's racing.
Yeah, and the 150 at Bangor, Lochdurg Farmer, in the 3 o'clock at Sutton Show Daisy, in the 3:10 at Kempton, Brandon Hill, and in the 3:45 at Kempton, Bulfin Island.
Excellent. There we are. Thoughts of Gary Capewell ahead of Friday's action. You can join Gary in the Racing Radio studio alongside Gordon Brown and James Millman for the racing, according to the rotor, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
You ruined me in a mid-flow there, Gary.
Sorry.
Sutton, Kempton and Bangor on the agenda, and Newcastle and Dundalk in the evening. Hope you can join us for all of that. Thank you very much for your thoughts, Gary, and enjoy the action.
Will do.